On air.
1161 and 1476 AM.
Online.
At abc.net.au/southeastsa.
And the ABC Listen app.
You're listening to ABC Southeast with Beck Chave.
Where it's time to look to the region's men's shed to get an update, we're joined by Peter Hennis. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Beck. Good morning, listeners.
Oh, thank you very much for your time, as always. Are we starting off in Mount Gambier today?
Yeah, we'll start off in Mount Gambier. A lot of the sheds are a little bit quiet this time of the year because some of the grey nomads are heading north, but, you know, where it's a bit warmer. But
lucky.
Here in Mount Gambier, the shed has a new web page which is up and running at the moment, and it will provide newsletters, radio report, pictures and whatever is happening at the shed. And if anybody's interested, the web page is mgmenshed.com. All in lowercase, all together, .com.au. And, yeah, they're more than welcome to go on there and have a look-see.
Oh, fantastic. That's great to be able to get the message out into the community.
Yeah, it's been a little while that we've been working on it, but, it's up and running now. Also, even though mask wearing is not mandatory in most places these days, the shed is still using them. We have decided, not just as a committee in the shed, but as the members have also decided, some of them are in the older age group, and we've decided that more so in the kitchen area that we have there, we will still use masks, and the guys can wear them out in the workshop area because it'll help keep the dust down as well. So they're still using them at the moment, but we'll see how long that lasts for.
Indeed. And last Saturday, the shed held a sausage sizzle?
Yeah, we had a sausage sizzle out at the place out the road with the big green building that we're not allowed to mention.
Very good. Well done.
It was one of the best sausage sizzles we've ever had. It was huge out there. I was out there myself, and we were pretty well flat out most of the day.
Fantastic.
Another thing that's going on in our shed is we're doing the Cancer Council fundraiser again. It'll be held sometime in the month. What we do there is we go in there, we pay a dollar usually in the morning for our cup of coffee that we have and our scones and all the money that we raise from that, plus quite a few of the fellows put money in there as well. So we'll do that on the Tuesday and the Thursday, and that'll be donated to the Cancer Council as well.
Beautiful. What a lovely fundraiser. And Peter, the Port Mac shed have got something on sale which is just needed right at this time as we head further into
exactly
autumn
right.
weather.
Yep. Uh-huh. They're not doing a great deal of work down there at the moment, just getting bags of kindling ready. The kindling is for sale now. It's $9 per bag, and it's a 10-kilo bag. So if anybody wants any kindling to help out at the shed, go down there and start buying it.
And the Millicent Men Shed, a bit of an update on the new extensions there.
Yeah, they're starting to pour the concrete out there on the new extensions. It's been a while coming, but they've finally got there. Also in Millicent on the 26th, the local council over there are running a school holiday program where children who are accompanied by adults go into the shed and they make a little project while they're in there. And the railway model group are now up and running over there. As soon as they get this new shed extension done, there's another little shed that they use and they'll be setting up in there. They've just completed making a mud kitchen for the Newbury Primary School toddler group, so that's going down there at the moment. And the diabetes screening awareness is coming up shortly, and as part of the part of next month, they'll be running a diabetes thing through Diabetes Australia. And hopefully next term, the Year 6 building program will be up and running again. This is where the Year 6 students come in. Part of their curriculum is they build a small project over the year. They go in once a week and work on that project with the help of the fellows that are in there.
And turning to Robe, they were kept busy with the influx of tourists over the Easter long weekend?
Yeah, they were. Robe is only a small shed. It's probably about the size of a normal single garage. So it's not a very big shed. There's only a half a dozen fellas in there. And part of their fundraising, and they do a little bit of grassroots fundraising, and it's collecting all the bottles and cans from around town, and they pick them up at the shops and the hotels and all that sort of stuff. And that's how they raise their money. So they've been busy over the weekend because of Easter and everything. They were flat out doing that. Also, the shed now has a whittling group, and that's been keeping them busy there as well.
Beautiful. Let's look at Keith, the Keith's Men's Shed. How did the recent AGM go?
Well, they had to have a few changes up there due to the unfortunate hospitalisation of one of their long-serving office bearers. And he also had the club records and access to the computer and all that sort of stuff. So they've had a couple of new people come in there. And the members have decided to buy a shed laptop up there for the secretary and the treasurer to use for monthly activities and hold the shed records. And the AGM also decided to create a position of assistant secretary and a vice treasurer. And this will help when, as members are getting older and as they're travelling and all that sort of thing that goes on, especially with COVID and all that type of stuff.
Indeed. And I can see the demand for the bird traps is continuing. Talk us through that.
Yeah, they've got bird traps down there. Seems to be that the farmers up there have a lot of trouble with birds eating their seed when it's planted. So they've got an ongoing project where they make these bird traps up. Collect the birds, and what they've done with them after that, I have no idea. That's not part of what I need to know about, but whether they're humanely disposed of or whatever, I got no idea, or whether they're taken to another area, I got no idea. But yeah, that's been a very good ongoing project for them up there. The wood boys up there have also been making a mud kitchen for the children up there at one of the schools, and a couple of individuals have fixed things to deal with walk-in jobs and tinkering and all that sort of stuff, you know. So they just fixing things up. At the moment, they're doing a local historical motor up there. And another thing they've been doing up there is a pallet remover, pulling pallets apart and that type of thing. So they've been doing that.
Fantastic. Turning to Bordertown, they've done a bit of redecorating, a bit of moving around within the shed?
Yeah, recently I've reported that they've done some work on their lean-to out the back. And what they've done now is, with the extension, they've put the metalwork area out that place and bought the timber area inside so that it all works in together instead of going to different places to get whatever they needed.
Beautiful. And the Water Range Council moving to the Panola Men's Shed, they've actually put in an order for bench tables to be installed at Greenrise?
They've made a couple of park benches to go down to Greenrise. They've been done now and council have picked them up. Also, as people might be aware of, there was four young men killed in a road accident a few years ago, just on the edge of Panola. Well, they've made up three benches to be put in that area for people to reflect on. And they're also making benches for the rail trail up there. So that's getting done as well.
What a really beautiful project to be working on. Let's move to Coleraine. What can you tell us about Coleraine?
Coleraine are making a large picnic table. Now, I believe this is not just your normal 4 or 5 foot long one. This one's about 8 foot long. And it's being made for the Bendigo Bank over there. And also they've been asked to make some frames for the bank as well for hanging up their advertising and so forth that they have. So that's keeping them busy over there. And the Luchin chairs that they make, very good chairs. If anyone's ever seen them, they're similar to what they have when you go to the big race meetings over in the UK. And they've been making them. So they made two of them and they've got two more on order at the moment.
And the Mount Gambier men shed had a visit from the Casserton men shed the other day.
We did. I was actually doing a radio program for a 3WBC over in Melbourne. And as I hung up from there, I got a phone call telling me that, hey, we're coming over to your shed next week. Is that all right? Anyway, they ventured over, and the whole idea of it was Casserton, a fledgling club, and the bloke that's running it was a member of the Victorian Men Shed Association, and he wanted to show them what can be done in a shed and how sheds were set up and that type of thing. So he brought the whole shed over. There was only about five or six of them, but they came over and seen the way we have our shirts that are made up with the Mount Gambier Men Shed. So they promptly went down and visited one of the local stores down in town there and ordered some for themselves. And so they're up and running.
Oh, beautiful. They'll be very proud owners of their Men Shed shirts. That'd be great to see them getting together in that community spirit. And speaking of community spirit, last but not least, Haywood have been doing some wonderful jobs for the local community.
Yeah, they've been making 20 bird boxes for a local gentleman over there who loves to show his chickens. So they've been up and running. And they've made some more boxes for out in the bush, the bird boxes that they put out there. They've also done a ramp for an elderly lady at her house to give her a little bit better access to get in and out. Mm. On the 23rd of May, now last time I spoke I said they had a grant from the Australian Men's Shed Association to do a couple of workshops. One of them's on the 23rd of May, and it's in conjunction with one of the women's fitness groups over there, and they'll be holding a women's health forum over there. And then a couple of days later, on the 26th, there will be some invitations sent out to MacArthur, Portland and Mount Gambier men's sheds, and they're doing a men's health one as well. And that'll be they'll both be starting about 10:30 a.m. Victorian time. Lunch will be supplied, and for the men's one, I know that. I'm not sure about the ladies' one. And unfortunately, they've got limited numbers at the shed because of the size and where it is and so forth and COVID and everything else. Both functions will be funded by a grant from the Australian Men's Shed Association.
Oh, Peter, thank you so much, as always, for going through and giving us an update on all of our regional men's sheds. Now, if anyone's looking to join up or get involved, they can head down to their local men's shed?
They can do that, and either that or they get in touch with the station, and I'm sure that you'll put them on to me and I can do the same thing.
And I'm just having a look at the Mount Gambier Men's Shed new website. It is stunning. How beautiful to have a online record of everything that you've been able to, you know, make and put together. Lovely video of the Men's Shed as well up there for people to have a look at.
Well, thanks, Beck. I've been personally involved in that, so I take that as a compliment.
Very good.
And that's very good. Thank you.
Peter Hennis, thank you very much. We'll check in with you in a short time. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Vic. And we'll catch up with the listeners in about 8 weeks' time.
Indeed. Take care. Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, bye.